from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Pleased to have you along. Join us tomorrow. We'll be at 10 Barrel Brewing for the Club at the Pub, celebrating pub beer. New Club 1080 sponsor.
It's about time that we got an alcohol sponsor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Heaven's sakes.
And we got an in-the-news sponsor coming soon, too.
I know.
Things are looking up.
Look at us.
Saving our jobs.
Who'd have thought we'd be here, huh?
We Nobody. Were on, not me.
Not me.
We were on the chopping
block. Living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
That's right.
Look at that. Ryan Cooley comes back from vacation. All of a sudden, things get sold.
Yeah, we got commercials. In the news is getting sold. We got beer. Let's go. We got
our, fire away, big boy.
You know what else we got? We got our Ducks tickets today, finally.
Oh.
Cutting it a little close this year.
Yeah, it's under the wire. Trying to get to that big Idaho game, are you?
No.
No? You're not going down to the season opener?
Ryan Cooley, you know, he somehow conveniently is in charge of all the tickets.
Yeah.
And so he disseminates them to who...
who he feels.
Well, who requests, who, you know, clients, different things.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, they're putting him under the gun here.
Oh, I would assume so.
A couple weeks out.
Well, there is that, and there's a game coming up in just a few weeks.
11 days?
Might be a... Oh, no one cares about that.
No, no.
Talking about that other game.
The Maryland game?
I mean, no offense. I'll bet you could go down to the Idaho game and get in for $4. If you walked in with four $1 bills and you started walking around Autzen, I'll tell you what. I think you get in.
I bet you don't.
For $4?
$4, I bet you don't.
I bet you do. Hmm. If you started walking around tailgates and you had some beers, you got four crisp dollars, I'll bet you find
some. Well, now you're paying in beers and cash, so you're changing, moving the goalposts.
No, I'm just saying you're walking around with beers, you're having some beverages, you're cruising around some tailgates, and you start doing the, you got to pull one of these right here. Yeah, I thought I'd come down, I don't have a ticket or whatever, you know, just coming down. I'll bet you get this right here at a tailgate. Ah, you know what? We got an extra one. You want to come in, sit with us? You're like, yeah, why not?
It's possible. It's possible.
No, that thing... It just, that is going to be, if you're lucky, that thing will be 3/4 full and half of those will be freebies.
I don't know if you've seen their home games, but that Ohio State game, Washington game obviously will be big.
Yeah.
That's Thanksgiving weekend. But outside of that, have you seen their home schedule?
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
I think it's Idaho, Boise, Maryland, Illinois.
By the way, someone's
and then Ohio State and Washington.
Vancouver Ford text line. Hell yeah, I'm going to the Idaho game. Front row tickets, $30.
Yeah, but you said four.
Yeah, you said four.
That's
bitch.
Front row, bitch. You're telling me front row for 30? I'm not getting in for $4?
I said I didn't think so.
I kind of want to see this now.
Go.
Well, I'm not going. I'm not going down because, well.
Do the bit.
But
commit to the bit.
I need someone to go down for me with crisp. If you're a known person, I bet you, Rob, you could go down and you could get into any game.
Well, yeah, that's not
why.
That's not just
people
the
love Asahi.
Joe.
I drop my name and then just
people,
get in.
People want Asahi.
I don't think that's how this works.
That's how that works.
Asahi. Yeah. But well, I'm not going.
The average dude, yeah, $4. You bring the fifth. I don't think you need it. I think you.
If you're giving people liquor, you're giving them more than $4.
But you're not. I'm just saying, bring some beers around so it doesn't look like you're freeloading at any sort of tailgate.
Which is exactly what you're doing.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, anyway, hardball halibut here.
Because I got four. I'm not going so someone can have them. Exactly. Right.
You
there.
May have a point. You may have a point.
Michigan State is also a home game. Yeah. Jonathan Smith.
Well, that'll be. There'll be some people. Well, I don't know.
No.
I think the pregame press conference will be more exciting than the game itself.
And that's the week before Ohio State. Yeah,
Duck fan won't care about that. The kids aren't in school. Boy, that Idaho game is going to be. It's going to be a raucous environment.
All right. The Mariners, boy.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's tough. They got shut out again last night. They were 10 games up in the AL West,
yep.
And they are now out of wild card position.
Yeah.
And according to Ryan Buckley, who is our esteemed producer, since June 18, the Seattle Mariners, with the best pitching staff, or at least rotation, they have the second worst record in all of baseball.
Yep.
Since June 18th.
Yeah.
The only team worse is the White Sox.
And that's saying something because the White Sox are a historically bad team.
And during that stretch, they had the second longest losing streak of all time.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's...
And the Astros, you know what sucks is that the Astros, the cheating-ass Astros, they have had some serious injuries.
Yes, their entire pitching staff has just been
Everything.
Decimated yes. this year.
Yes, and Kyle Tucker's been out forever. Yep. And Bregman's hurt now. Yep. But they've still managed since May 9th. Their record is 55-32.
Yep.
Explain that.
Killing it. I don't know.
How do you explain that?
A 15 game swing like that. Well, I mean, last night, right? You're pitching a gem if you're the M's, and you give up three runs. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, the Astros are playing the Red Sox, and they're losing all game, and yet they end up walking out. That's just the way it is.
Stupid.
So, I mean, it's just timely hitting. I don't know how to. There's just you can't have this offense year in and year out and expect to win. You just can't. I don't care how good your pitching is. You can't hit like the Mariners. I got struck out 10 more times last night. The question becomes like when we talk about offensive futility, like where do the Mariners rank? I mean, this thing, like year in and year out, how many years in a row do you have to keep getting kicked by the same horse in the nuts before you do something about it?
Is it weird to you to note that they are not the worst team in the league in scoring this year?
Well, is that the White Sox?
Well, they're 26th.
They're 26th.
Yeah, they're not even
last. Is there any other team that is anywhere near them that is supposedly a contending team? Like who's below?
You mean in runs?
Yeah, in runs.
Well, let's take a look. They were 12th last year in runs. Mm-hmm. This year they're 26th.
Yeah. So it got worse. Even though DePoto tried to claim that this was the best lineup that he had run out there and that he had thought he had done enough in the offseason.
Well,
clearly he has not.
The other thing is that Julio Rodriguez has been awful.
Yes.
Well, actually, awful. He's hitting like 260, which is 50 points higher than any other damn Mariner.
Yeah their team average is 215. It's worst in baseball.
And yeah, their batting average is lowest in baseball.
And did they? I believe they strike out more than any team in baseball.
Yes,
am I wrong?
That's also accurate.
So, in runs scored, they are 26th. The three teams worse are the Rays, Marlins, and White Sox. And believe it or not, the Rays have a winning record.
Yeah.
I think slightly.
Well, and some of that too is the fact that you do have like with Raleigh, he hits 210, but he thumps. So at least you have a guy in that can bring across some runs.
But two guys last year for your offense, their combined WAR was 10.4. I'm talking about Julio Rodriguez and JP Crawford.
Yeah.
Their combined WAR last year was 10.4. This year it's 3.6.
Yeah.
And those two guys are doing nothing. So the rest of your lineup, I mean, already sucked.
Yeah.
Except for Raleigh, occasionally.
Well, no. I mean, Raleigh's good. He just doesn't hit for average. I mean, he's their best stick, and it's not even close.
Yeah, he is, but he's not great, dude. They need Julio to do Julio things, and he just is not.
No. I'm looking here to see, because I remember about halfway through the year, do you know what Julio's stat line is?
He's like 260, maybe 10 or 11 home runs, 30-some RBI. He's been hurt.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that Kelnick is hitting 240 with 13-39 down in Atlanta.
So that's basically what Julio's done.
Yeah.
This year.
So
that's bad.
That's bad. It's just, it's, this is it's a historic mess.
Yeah.
And then you throw on top of it, you know, every time DePoto opens his mouth, from the 54% to the not doing anything at the trade deadline, although you did do things at the trade deadline. I guess I'll give him credit for that. They tried.
Are you out of your mind?
They made an effort.
Yeah. Made a couple moves.
And I guess give him credit because he has assembled the best pitching staff. You got an elite closer. You have the best starting pitching in all of baseball. I mean,
you just can't flip and hit.
You just can't hit. And it is shocking that you just, through all these years, you just haven't been able to find anyone. You just haven't.
Yeah, someone said, why the Mariners are so frustratingly fascinating is because as good as their pitching development and analytics are, and they are elite, that is how bad their offensive approach and analytics are.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, why are you so good at finding pitchers and so bad at finding hitters?
It's like you're Bill Belichick and your pitching staff is defense. And in order to find hitters, you have to find wide receivers and you just can't do it. You keep drafting, you know, kids out of Arizona State. It's just, you can't do it. And if you're a Mariner fan, wow. Does DePoto get fired finally at the end of this year? Is enough enough? Or, and then this goes back to a larger problem. Is it, do you just have a management that doesn't care? And is he being hamstrung with a budget and saying that he doesn't have the money to go out?
They are pretty cheap.
Maybe he is doing the most with what he can.
Yeah. Well, I think he's smart in that he doesn't hamstring him in big contracts.
No.
You know, so that, at least in that realm, like a Rosarena, I think maybe has 1 year. I don't know.
I think he's got at least one more year.
Yeah. But they put themselves in a flexible situation at least. So they can pivot.
They're not, I mean, they're 15th, or actually they're 16th in payroll.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm looking at team, but like Kansas City's behind them, Baltimore's behind them, Cleveland's behind them. So you can't just say it's just about money because there are teams that spend less than you that are significantly better. I mean, you're sandwiched in between the Padres and the Rockies. So, you know, it would be nice if they had the ability to go out and pay for a guy or the ability to go out and make a big addition. I'm trying to think of the last bat. Would that have been Cano?
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know what it would have cost.
Well, they locked up Julio.
Yeah. But I mean, that's homegrown. So I don't know if that, does that count?
No.
I mean, like, I don't know what it would have taken to get him, but, you know, Vlad, what would it have gotten? How much would you have had to pay and what would you have had to give up to go get Vlad Guerrero?
A lot.
Well.
A lot.
Is that, I mean, I guess no one else did either, but I'm just.
I think you just got a draft. They're not going to go pay for a guy like Vlad.
Doesn't seem like it.
So.
But unfortunately, the last one that they drafted that really hit was Julio. And now we have to ask the question, did it hit? It hit kind of.
I think he'll be fine. This year is kind of a lost year for him, it seems like. He's still struggling with that ankle. But I think eventually, I mean, he's really talented, man.
Yes.
Like, he should come around, but who knows? Maybe not.
Yeah, this is bad. And you look at their playoff percentages, I think it's down like in the 20s now. You know, it's below 30% because they're five back in the division. I think they're six. Are they six back in the wild card?
I don't know.
It's
getting away from them.
It's getting away.
You know, they're playing the Dodgers out in LA. Was reading today, Shohei is close to 40-40. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's about
six and a half out in the wild card.
Six and a half. So five back in the division, six and a half. It feels like it's
slipping.
It's slipping.
They can't hit.
They can't.
So it's just like
it's not.
There's
matter.
No chance.
No, unless something dramatic happens, and at this point, you are who you are.
You need Houston to fall apart, probably,
and that's not going to happen. In fact, they're getting healthier.
Yes.
I mean, Verlander's supposed to come back
tomorrow.
Yeah, and Houston's just been red hot. It's one of the best, like you mentioned. They're one of the best teams in baseball over the last whatever it is, you know, since the collapse when they were 10 back and now they're 5 up. And they're only getting healthier. Houston is not falling apart. It's not. So Seattle's done. I mean, there's a lot of baseball left. Was there 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks left? But, boy, it sure feels like the fork is in them.
So Shohei is at 39 home runs and 37 steals.
Oh.
So he will, barring an injury, he will become the sixth ever in the 40-40 club.
So Canseco.
Yeah, he was the first.
I remember that as a kid, that being a big deal. So Canseco, A-Rod, right?
Yeah. A-Rod's one of them. There was one in between Canseco and A-Rod, though.
Bonds.
Yep. So it went Canseco, Bonds, A-Rod.
Who am I missing?
You got two more.
I got two more. I got two more. Recent, or was it a bit
of one of them is.
I think we're playing the varsity.
Why Thanks, am Mike. I why am I drawing a Acuña just did it.
Yep. You're missing one.
Has Trout done it?
No. Never did. Mike Trout.
Trout never it had to be the steals then, right? Because no one ran back in then. Trout's had 40, right?
He could I think he's hit 40 home runs.
Did Cano do it?
Who? Robbie Cano, no.
Is it someone weird like Yelich or something?
A little bit. Well, it's not Yelich, but he's a little off the radar. He was really good.
Ryan Braun, maybe?
No. So I'm looking
at. Am I thinking of Brewers?
The closest Mike Trout. Bloop, bloop, bloop. He went 30 home runs, 49 steals in just his when he won Rookie of the Year.
Jimmy Rollins never did it, did he? When he was.
No.
Because he was winning, he won an MVP.
He probably went 30-30 a bunch of times.
He won an MVP. Who else, would have been up there?
So,
like...
Trout, the only... After he had 49 steals his rookie year, he never stole over 33 after that. And he only went over 40 home runs. He has 41 one year, 45 one year, and 40 one year. So, he never really...
Never really threatened again.
So the guy you're missing is Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, gosh.
The great Alfonso Soriano.
We could have been here till next March, and I wasn't coming up with Soriano. And I'll bet you, because he kind of fell apart, and then he turned into like one of those, is he good? And he was kind of a bitch and wouldn't move positions. I'll bet you his numbers when you look
Soriano?
Him up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you his numbers for, he was good. I bet you could break. Were filthy and you don't realize it.
He was good. So next up for the 40-40 club, J-Rod could get there.
He went 30-30, right?
I believe he did.
Last year?
Yeah. Last year, I think he
did he last year?
I think so.
Yeah. Last year was his best year.
I remember him going 30-30.
You could probably get Acuña again. You could maybe get Otani.
What about Bobby? What about Bobby Witt?
Bobby Witt, yeah.
He runs a little bit, right?
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, he can steal bases. Well, let's see what he's at.
And any of the Oreo bros?
Well, who's a good candidate is De La Cruz.
Oh,
I was just going to ask if he could get to 40 home runs, because he can definitely get the bases.
Yeah, he's only at 21 home runs this year.
Yeah, so maybe me certainly. Every time I turn around, that guy's stealing something.
Bobby Witt is 25-25 at the moment.
All right, so you got to wait.
And Julio did go 25-25 his rookie season.
So 25-25,
and then he went 32-37,
and then
11-18 so far this year.
How about new? By the way, Buck, I just like to point out that I went on SeatGeek,
and you found $3 tickets.
No, but all in. This includes fees, right? I do knew that. $7.
Pretty nice.
$7
right
now.
That's almost double what you said, though.
Section 26, row 85. I got $7, and that's out. That's getting down. $4 gets me into the Idaho game. I want an apology out of you.
I think you're probably right.
That's right. Got a long way to go. That price. Someone's sitting on 6 tickets right now asking.
You still got to shave off 75%, sir.
I wonder, can I message someone directly on this and be like, look. no one's buying.
I can't even go. I'm hosting post game here.
No one's buying that. No one's buying those seats. I'll tell you right now, I'll give you $4 for it. I bet you that guy gives me one.
And that is Hardball Halibut. Hello.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah. Coming up next,
the Boise State game, by the way, $47 to get in.
Yeah. All right. Who's their coach now? Boise State.
We just did this the other day.
Did we?
Because it was Avalos, they fired him and the interim guy stayed?
Anybody got a name?
Ah, God, we just did it, and I've already forgotten it. So, no. No, okay. I don't. I don't have a name.
All right.
Spencer Danielson.
Who is that?
That's why we didn't remember.
Yeah, exactly. We did this 4 days ago, and we all said the same thing. Who?
Might have been last week.
Yeah.
All right, up next, is it disrespectful or to be expected? Isaac, that's me. Sue, right over there. The fam. All right, in the news is coming up next. The sheriff reverses course on jailing violators of the new camping ban. How about that?
Ooh.
Somebody got through to her.
Yeah.
Maybe Tear Gas Teddy sent her a message.
No, that was No Tolls Tina.
Yeah, No Toll Tina got to her.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But this story I wanted to bring up because we talked about this next year, or not next year, but the next Olympics. Mm-hmm. in L.A. They are going to add flag football.
Yes.
And we were discussing...
Is that official?
That's, I think so.
Because I know that was being bantered about.
I think so.
It is official?
I think it is, yeah. All right. Because this story, when you hear the story, you'll be like, well...
It would have to be based on this, yeah.
Okay.
So what's happening now is, we were asking this question, will NFL players play
for
the U.S. in flag football?
Yeah.
And they do want to. The guys want to.
Oh, yeah. Guys won't shut up about it.
But they don't... So there's a guy by the name of Daryl Hoosh Doucette, and he is the current quarterback of the U.S. flag football team.
Mm.
And he is saying that he thinks it's disrespectful for NFL players to cherry pick spots for the 2028 Olympics because that's what these guys do is play flag football.
Yeah,
because they're on the U.S. team.
Because I remember when we were talking about this. There is like a little flag football league, and we were having this debate of would the guys that actually do it's like the 3-on-3 thing. Would they actually do it? Or if Tyreek Hill wants to do it, dude, no offense to you that, you know, I'm sure you're great in your little U.S. flag football team. Tyreek Hill wants to do it, go away.
So I think this is right in lockstep with that. The only difference being that in the Olympics, I think you had to have played in the qualifiers to play 3-on-3, which we didn't have any Americans that did. It sounds like our American football players could just hop on and the guys who are trying to qualify are like not into that.
Well, and also too,
what do you think? Is that disrespectful or is that
It is disrespectful, but at the same time, dude, get S-canned. What, like, I'm sorry, no offense, but if
we're here to win, right?
This would be like if you were playing.
hey, don't bring me into this.
I'm bringing you into it, okay? If you were playing in the sports radio, intramural golf league,
right? Where this is going.
And all of a sudden, like, and you were going to go play in the Olympics. They're like, hey, we're adding sports radio golf to the Olympics. And Rob's like, well, I'm one of the best 8 U.S. sports radio golfers out there.
I might be.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
I don't know if I am or not.
Well, let's throw
That'd
you in there.
That'd be fun. Let's do that.
You're number 8, right? And then someone's like, actually, you know what? You know who's a broadcaster? Tony Romo. And you know who else is a broadcaster?
Yeah.
You know, you start throwing in like Phil Mickelson does some stuff.
John Smoltz.
Exactly. Next thing you know, guess what, Robber?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Why don't you tussle your hair and go have a Fresca? See, sit down.
Is that disrespectful to you,
no,
Rob?
No, actually it's not. And this is why I don't think it's disrespectful to these guys. These guys should expect this.
Yes. Like what?
When you started playing, did you think that the NFL players weren't going to play in the Olympics? Was that ever told to you? I guess if like your coaches and the organization is like, no, you guys get to be the ones that go, that's one thing, but why wouldn't it be our NFL players?
Well, is it possible that we could, I don't know, can we put multiple teams in there or multiple groups of guys?
If we could, why wouldn't we just do all NFL elf players though?
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up Daryl Hoosh Doucette.
Yeah, Hoosh because he looks like TJ Hushmanzada.
Yeah, and he looks like a giant douche. And I love how he's like,
Hoosh the douche?
He's like, we're not going out without a fight. We're just not going to think that they're going to walk onto our field and take our Olympics. Guess what, doucher? Sorry, but if Pat Mahomes wants to come in, I'm sure you're great playing your little flag football. But if 15 in red wants to come in and be the quarterback, sit your skinny ass down and watch him throw for gold medals.
And also, Hoosh, how do you think football got into the Olympics? Because of you or because of Pat Mahomes?
I think it's just this is the doucher again, the Doucette. I think it's just disrespectful that they just automatically assume that they're able to just join the Olympic team because the person that they are, they didn't help grow the sport to get into the Olympics.
Actually, they did.
They really did. Seriously, they grew your sport. Sorry.
You're only playing because of them.
Exactly. Yeah, both Joe Burrow and Caleb Williams both want to play in the Olympics. Sorry, man. This is like in The Simpsons when Homer gets benched for Daryl Strawberry. It's like, sorry, Homer. Home run, Homer. That's Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, Joe Burrow or Hoosh Doucette?
Yeah, I think
I'll
we're
take
going.
Joe.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's embarrassing. But he says that, Doucette says that him and his teammates can handle their business on the world stage. And against the best the NFL has to offer.
Don't you think?
No,
you
can't.
He may have a point there.
No.
No, I bet you the U.S. flag football team, as currently constructed, could win the gold, even without NFL players.
No, he's saying that they could beat the NFL guys.
Oh, no.
And I hate to tell you this, but there's these guys called NFL corners, and no, you can't throw
Wait, what
them.
Do they do?
I think they stop the doucher here from throwing touchdown passes.
Well, I think they could win the gold, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they could.
I mean, they're probably pretty good.
And by the way, can the quarterback run in flag football?
I don't know. I have no idea what the rules are.
Because if the answer to that is yes, then no offense to Joe Burrow, but sit down, Joe.
Lamar Jackson.
I've got this guy by the name of Lamar Jackson, and I would like him to be the starting quarterback. And by the way, we're never going to throw the football. Everyone run deep, and if anyone doesn't, if everyone runs, then we just let Lamar. And if someone decides to spy on Lamar, he throws it 70 yards downfield to Tyreek Hill. Look, I just won us a gold medal.
Yeah, and the good news here for NFL players is that these Olympics in L.A., they run from July 14th to July 30th.
So it'd be...
It makes it easy for him.
Problem is, though, the contract, the NFL PA and the NFL would have to sign off on it.
Yes, that would be the big thing.
Yeah, you're not
allowed. And they're already talking about that, apparently.
Yeah, this would all have to be collectively bargained. I love, though, that they're that this Doucette guy is being all pissy and trying to stake his claim to it.
Well, he's going to have to go back to being a nobody instead of an Olympian.
He wants
Olympic,
a gold medal, man.
Gold medal.
Well, and look, I don't fault him for wanting a gold medal, but, dude, there's levels to this game.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Can you imagine Jimmer?
He does.
You imagine Jimmer Fredette, who, by the way, was at least in the NFL. You imagine Jimmer Fredette being... Or not in the NFL. Jimmer Fredette was in the NBA. You imagine Jimmer being like, yeah, you can't come take my spot in the 3-on-3. I earned this spot. Meanwhile, we're like, yeah, Jimmer, go.
Yeah, go back to your cute little NBA. I've earned this.
I'm trying to figure out where the Doucette guy, even like if he played.
Like, yeah, do we have a first name for him? What's his first name?
Daryl.
Yeah.
Hoosh.
Daryl Doucette.
Doucette. And I'm sure he's a fine athlete, and I'm sure he played Division III, whatever. I think he played it. It looks like maybe he played at Xavier.
They have football there?
No, I guess
Club
he went
team,
to
maybe.
He went to Xavier and played flag football. So he didn't even play college football. He just played intramurals. he wants to and he wants to push out Joe Burrow and Caleb Williams.
All right, in the news is next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, pleased to have you along. It is Isaac and Zook, and it is 1080 The Fan.
Are you kidding me?
I just got a text from Tara, who will, she's our marketing goddess. Mm-hmm. She'll be out there with us tomorrow at 10 Barrel, and we want you to be out there with us. We're doing a full Club 1080. So
celebrating pub beer, buying the club.
Yeah, it's called Club at the Pub, and what she's going to do, she said she's going to put a bowl out there,
yeah,
and you all can come by and put topics that you want us to discuss in there.
So if you've had some, we get that sometimes, someone like will just keep messaging in, like, you guys need to talk about it. Well, throw it in the bowl.
Little grab bag.
It's like the wheel of grab ass from back in
the day. It's your chance to get famous.
There you go.
Tomorrow. So we'll see you at 10 Barrel Brewing from 3 to 7 for Club 1080. Bitch.
Sook will be pounding nachos.
And pub beer.
And yeah, pub beer, the new sponsor of Club 1080.
Yeah.
We welcome them aboard. That's the big kickoff party tomorrow.
The official beer of cheap fun.
August 20, 2024, time for you the news. I'm your new news below. Thank you. Thank you so much. Today is National Radio Day.
Oh, look at us. Kudos to you, Buckley.
I'm not a radio man. I'm a podcaster.
You're a podcaster now. I love when people are like, do you podcast? Well, we're on the radio. Yeah, but a podcast.
So I played golf the other day.
Yeah.
Did you know I play golf?
I'm familiar.
Sometimes,
yeah.
I play golf. Yeah. And it was just me and another guy early in the morning. And so we got these two guys paired up with us. One of them was old and one of them was young.
Mm.
And the old guy came up to me and he said, the starter said you were a radio guy. I'm like, yes, sir, I am. He's like, cool.
Little Orphanny, he listens on his giant wooden AM radio.
And then I looked at the young guy and I said, no, I'm a podcaster. Because he's young. He didn't get the radio thing.
No.
He's like, what? Podcast? Where do I search? See? Something for everyone.
Something for everyone.
Radio.
I really enjoy the show.
You can
Thank
consume
you.
Us many, many different ways.
Radio for the old guy, podcast for the young guy.
YouTube, Twitch.
What is the best song about radio? Or that includes radio.
Radio Gaga.
I love that song.
It's not even close.
What about Video Killed the Radio Star?
I believe that's the first video ever on MTV, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. That is correct.
But Live Aid, Queen doing Radio Gaga, one of the best performances of all time. It's over. There you go.
What other songs?
Oh, God. There's probably so many songs.
What was the Christian Slater movie?
Pump Up the Volume?
Yeah, wasn't that radio? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was
He was spinning
like,
hits.
Yeah, he's like a shock jock.
Of course, you have WKRP. You know.
That's not a song.
No, I know. I'm just.
You have Radiohead.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm just thinking of cool radio things. Cool pop culture radio awesomeness.
Pirate radio.
Radio Clash by The Clash. Which is a good one.
Never heard of it.
You've heard that.
Have I?
Guaranteed. If you haven't, I'd be like, whoa. You've heard that. You've heard that song. Joni Mitchell, You Turn Me On, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. Turn Up the Radio by Autograph,
yes!
1984.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go. Great tune.
Everclear has a song called AM Radio. The hook is, I heard it on the AM radio. You remember that?
No.
I do remember that. Boys on the Radio, that was Hole. Cordy Love's Crazy Ass. There's a million of these. Oh, you know what? The only song that I would listen to competing against Queen, and it is one of my favorites, Warren Zevon, has one called Mohammed's Radio, which is top three Warren Zevon songs for me. Kind of a deeper cut, but I highly recommend checking it out if you like what Mr. Zevon has going on.
It is also National Bacon Lovers Day.
Wow. There you go.
And who isn't a bacon lover? So it's pretty much everyone.
Vegetarians.
Everyone's day. That's true.
Vegans. Those people.
But don't they probably secretly like it? They just don't want to eat it?
Well, yeah. I think that's probably what it is.
You can still love it. You don't have to eat it.
Yeah, you still love it. You just don't eat it. Probably for most vegetarians or vegans, it's either for health reasons or, you know, ethical animal treatment. I don't think it's because they hate the taste of meat.
Frasier.
Huh?
He was a radio host.
Yeah.
Again, you're confusing me again because I keep thinking you're going with songs. I was like, wait, Frasier?
The sheriff has reversed course. About time, Nicole.
Get on board.
Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Now remember, so here's the backstory on this.
Mm-hmm.
Portland fights and fights and fights to pass a camping ban. And then they scrap it and they go back to the well because of some, I don't know, some law that was already on the, I don't know. They had to scrap it, right? Remember that? You remember that whole thing, Jason? How am I doing describing it? Am I doing great?
There's a state law that prohibits you from kind of doing a whole thing, but then it went to the Supreme Court and it found out we can do something about it. And so we started putting some policies in place saying we're going to give you several warnings. And as long as there is a shelter bed for you to go to, and we've given you ample opportunities to leave and go to that, and you refuse to move, we can now arrest you for public camping.
Well, that's what they settled on.
Yes.
But I was going all the way back where they had it figured out, and then it went to court, and the court said no, and they're like, damn it, we got to reconvene.
Because there was a state law that kind of superseded it.
So then they came back, and they were like, okay, now you can't camp on public land between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. as long as there is a shelter bed. You have to take it, or we're putting you in jail. Okay. So the first guy gets arrested, and we're like, here we go. And they take him over to Nicole, and she's like, we're not going to book him.
She's like, let him back in.
She's like, we don't book people who violate city ordinances, generally speaking. And she also went on to say that her personal opinion was she didn't think that it was right to be jailing homeless people for just being homeless.
Yeah.
So they have reconvened somehow. She has now announced that violators of the city's anti-camping ordinance will be booked into jail after all.
Thank heavens.
At least during the next 4 months.
Until by the winter, and then they're like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, I don't understand.
So I don't know what happened here, but that's a good thing.
It is.
I think.
Because again, everyone wants to have compassion. But again, I can't just go set up shop in Buckley's front yard and be like, I'm not going anywhere.
Here's the situation.
It baffles me that we can't do anything about this. And at least we're on somewhat of the same page now saying, hey, we've given you ample warnings. We've given you a place to go. You don't want to go. We're taking you away. Now, can we do something about the campers? That's the other one that I don't get. It's just that there's campers that have been parked along the street for like 4 years. And we can't do anything about that. They're illegally parked for 4 years. I'm like, hey, nothing we can do. How about we do that next?
So here is what their statement said today. On Monday afternoon, Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler met to discuss strategies for managing individuals who violate the city's Portland's time, place, and manner ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Both leaders believe that connecting people with services and housing is the best strategy to address homelessness in Portland. They also acknowledge for individuals who repeatedly refuse outreach services, the correction system may offer additional intervention opportunities.
I also don't understand why it's so hard to realize that there are varying degrees of the homeless. There are people that need help. There are those people that need to be put into, that need assistance, that have fallen on hard times, that want to get off the streets. There's people that are addicted to drugs, and there's people that have no desire whatsoever to receive any help. This is the life they choose. Why is that so hard to differentiate between the people? Because the people that don't want help, the people that are refusing to help, they should be held to some actual consequences as opposed to being able to do whatever the hell they want simply because they're homeless. I just do not understand why we can't start drawing those lines of demarcation.
So once a person is booked, the jail will search them, verify their identity, and record their charges, and then a judge will decide whether to release the person or hold them in custody till arraignment.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they'll all be let out. But according to the press release, a sheriff's office representative would also meet with the person and, again, offer shelter and services through the Street Services Coordination Center.
Good. Maybe get them a roof over their head, try to get them into some detox, try to get them some help. Do something.
And if they accept that, then the officer would coordinate to get them those services when they are released. So, look, that sounds great, but that ain't going to work. I'm telling you right now, they're going to screw this up
again. Probably. Because we have no balls and we have no political will, but I mean it does feel like across the country, even down in California, they are starting to realize that we've reached a tipping point and we can't keep doing what we're doing.
All right, big news for moms in Ridgefield.
All right.
Coming up next on The Fan.
I like Ridgefield moms.
Hell yeah. Was there a worse, better genre of music than this?
No, because there is part of you, if you grew up in that era, that just love it, but it is warmed over.
It's
garbage.
So bad.
It's so bad. Like you hear like Quiet Riot or something, and you're just like, what in the hell?
Yeah, I mean, but you rock out to
it. I give you Poison or Whitesnake or like LA Guns.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's
just drinking vibes for days, though.
And you see like the outfits they were wearing, and everyone was doing the androgyny thing.
Yes,
and
it was absurd.
It's just so bad.
So bad.
And yet it comes on and you're like, hell yeah.
You're like, turn it up.
And those dudes were
just
somehow
like
sex symbols. Like,
yeah,
it's just amazing.
Ugh. Well, big news for moms in Ridgefield.
Love those Ridgefield moms.
Here comes Costco.
It's the Lake Oswego of Clark County.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where all the rich people live.
Yeah, Ridgefield and Camas.
Yeah. It's nice up there.
Yeah.
I've been to Ridgefield.
Yeah. Yeah, the Costco's coming, huh?
Yeah, they're putting in a Costco.
Yeah.
Near Pioneer Street and I-5.
That area up there really is, it's insane. Because I lived in the center for years, and it's, that's up in that same thing now. With the casino up there, and I don't even recognize when you go into downtown. Like, we used to go into downtown Ridgefield, and there was, like, two little restaurants. It's a whole big boardwalk down there now. I mean, they have...
Downtown Ridgefield, huh?
Yeah, downtown Ridgefield is blowing up.
Is that right by the freeway?
No.
Or do you have to go in?
You got
to
go in. So you go like where that Chevron is, where the commissioner, who's the commissioner that got all drunk and got dropped off at that Chevron?
Oh, Joanne Hardesty.
Yeah, Joanne Hardesty.
Your favorite.
Yeah. No, it's, you got to wind back a little bit to actually get into downtown Ridgefield, but it is, it's exploding. That whole area up there is growing like weeds.
Well, it will open August 29th, which I believe is next weekend.
Yeah, I already know someone who's working there.
Am I right about that?
People love working at Costco.
Well, yeah, they said it's going to create 300 to 400 jobs.
Yep.
Which is nice.
Yeah, I got...
Oh, no, that's next Thursday. Sorry.
I got a friend of mine that's moving over from the Camas Costco to the Ridgefield Costco.
Ooh, big move.
Big move.
Because all Costcos are different.
A lot of opportunity over there at that Ridgefield Costco. I think it's just closer to where she lives.
Well, this is the third Costco in Clark County.
Yeah.
And it is right next door to Washington's, or will be right next door to Washington's first In-N-Out.
Oh, that's right. They are putting an In-N-Out there.
And they're doing an In-N-Out in Vancouver, too.
Oh, are they really putting an In-N-Out?
I think there's two In-N-Outs coming to Washington.
Huh.
This will be the first one.
I did see recently, I was watching a thing with Bobby Flay, and someone asked him his favorite fast food burger, and you would think Bobby Flay would know.
He went
In-N-Out.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
My wife watches him. I think he's stupid.
You don't like Bobby Flay, huh?
No.
No. I love me some Bobby Flay.
I don't. Like, of all of those, so I watch those. I don't cook or anything like that, but I watch those cooking shows because my wife always has them on.
Yeah.
Of all those guys, like, well, I don't like
Guy
Fieri because...
He's just a dude.
Well, we had to work with him on a thing, and he was an ass.
Yeah.
So it's personal with them. But other than that, he seems like a donkey, but kind of fun on the TV. You know, like, sure. I can see why people like him. Bobby Flay brings nothing. I mean, I know he's a great chef, but
I love me some Bobby Flay is great.
You need like the, I don't know, you got to have like either the Gordon, is it Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay's the yelly.
He's the a-hole. Yeah. Or you got to be the Guy Fieri character. Mm. Bobby Flay's just like a...
Wow.
He's like a math teacher.
Look at you just...
What's
just
up with that guy?
Insulting the greatness that is Super Chef Bobby Flay.
Where's the bear?
You want to talk about something that's overrated. Let me just say this right now. That third season of The Bear is some of the worst TV,
period, end of story. And if it wasn't for the first season of The Bear, which was so good, we would all be saying that the second season wasn't very good and the third season is official. That show sucks. And it's living off a reputation from 2 years ago. It hasn't been good in two seasons. So take your bear, roll it up real tight, and cram it.
Who's the guy that went to Washington, the comedian?
Joel McHale.
Yeah, where's Joel McHale from The Bear?
I would watch a cooking show because he does seem like a cooking ass.
He's great.
Ass. He's good on that show to being the jerk.
Hey, watch out. All northbound lanes on I-5, the bridge. On I-5, the bridge, not... Yeah. All I-5 is being shut down.
The entire thing from here to Mexico, done.
I-5 bridge from Portland to Vancouver, closed Saturday night.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yep. So I just want to warn you guys, the closures will start at 11 o'clock.
What are we doing now?
And they will open again at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. So, you know, you got to be out late to be affected here. Yeah. But,
Are we painting, paving something?
Doing stuff that you won't notice, okay. You know? Boring, stupid,
sure.
Structural stuff.
All right.
But it's kind of important because you don't want to go swimming when you're driving.
No.
You
it
know?
Does suck, though. Like, if you've been out, like, a late night and you're driving home and you kind of forget about that and then all of a sudden you're like, damn it.
And then you got to sit there.
Yeah, you're like, El Whammo. You're like, oh, my God. You got to get off and, you know, take some sort of back road. Oh, it's frustrating as hell.
First world problems.
Yeah. What time did you say?
11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Saturday night.
All right. Note to self.
And finally, Jace, we have approval for the Hawthorne Bridge concert venue to be done by Live Nation. You know, we've been talking about this dueling banjos of concert venues that are trying to come into town.
Yeah.
Small concert venues for some reason, which to me doesn't, I don't know, it's like... We have plenty of small concert venues.
Yeah, you would think.
So I don't know why.
We've got the Crystal, we got the Roseland, we've got the Schnitz, we've got the Keller.
Yeah.
I guess we added Providence now. At least during some part of the year, we got a big one.
Well, that's big.
Yeah. So now we need more small ones.
So that, I get why. I mean, I get.
We got the Wonder Ballroom, we got Star, we got the Alberta Rose Theater. As you can tell, we got a lot of theaters.
Well, there's a new one.
All right.
There was the group with Live Nation. That was talking about a 62,000 square foot venue. It sits near the Hawthorne Bridge. So if you go over, well, you know where Clark Lewis is?
Yeah.
I think it's that lot right there that's all empty right by Clark Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put a, no, it's not outdoor, it'll be indoor.
Indoor.
3,500 seats.
Oh, okay. What is that? What's a, like, what is the Keller sit? Are we in the, I'm just like,
I don't know. Didn't we go through all this once?
Did we?
We did.
I'm just trying to think of the size. You know, 3,500 seats seems like a good amount.
I think that's, I don't know, if I listen, I think that's a little larger than some of the other venues you mentioned.
Okay. Well, I know that's bigger than like the, like, I was at the Roseland. Yeah, the Keller's just under 3, so there you go. So it's bigger than the Keller, which is a decent size. That's a decent size.
It's bigger, but not by much. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. Look, if they want to do it, do it. I don't know. But it seems to me that that area is weird because there's a train that's all... You can never predict the damn trains down there.
No.
And that could really screw people up trying to get to the show.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
If you get stuck behind that thing, you get stuck on the other side of that train, it'll screw you up. But I looked at it, so just for reference, this would be bigger. So the Crystal is 1,500. The Roseland is right about the same.
Okay.
The Keller's 3,000. So we're...
What's,
you know,
the Schnitz?
I'll look at the Schnitz and see what we got. So this would, according to the ones that we've seen here, this would be the biggest of those.
Well, but you also have Clark County.
Yeah.
You have... the Clark County Amphitheater, whatever they call that now.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a drive. And again, that's an outdoor theater.
Yeah, that's true. You have the Moda Center. You have Theater of the Clouds, Moda Center, smaller.
Schnitz is about 3,000 too. It's 2028. So
okay.
We're just adding, basically, we're adding another Schnitz and another Keller. And I don't know if we needed that.
That's weird. Are we missing one?
I think that's all the big ones, right? I mean, there's little ones, but I think those are all the substantial ones. Like the Star Theater, but that's pretty small.
Yeah, that's tiny.
That's more, you know, bloop. Yeah. I think we got all the big ones.
Edgefield is what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Edgefield. How many does that? You can pour
quite a decent amount out there. And we went to that Edgefield one out in, Hillsboro the other week. That's a great venue out there.
7,000
out in Edgefield.
Out at Edgefield.
Okay. Again, outdoors though.
See, if I were a band, which I'm not, but when I start one, I'd play there.
Edgefield's a great
place. That place is great.
Yes, it is. Can't do it in the winter.
It's just great.
Summertime.
You go there, you get some beers, you walk around the grounds, smoke some dube.
Go stay at the Haunted Hotel, play around a golf.
Yeah.
Edgefield's a kick-ass place. I'm telling you, go check out that one out in, out in Hillsboro, though. I forget the name of the whatever that one is, but their outdoor theater out there. That was a kick-ass place. I was very pleasantly surprised as I was driving out there. I was like, where the hell is this at? And I was like, oh, this is really cool.
That's your In the News for August 20th, 2024. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5. We've got some cool sports news for you. And then, I don't know, I think we better get ready for week 0 in college football, don't
Probably.
You think?
Probably.
So we'll get to that coming up next.
That big Idaho-Oregon game.
Well, that's week 1.
Oh,
I'm talking
true.
About week 0,
week
bro.
Week 0.
Wait till you hear the sked.
Yeah, hold your horses.
We'll be right back. Isaac and Suk on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.